welcome to Breakfast Bad. Owen, say hello.
Hello.
Steph, say hello.
Hello.
What's this shit?
I wanted to try a new intro. Do you not like it?
No. Oh. We already said hello when I turned up.
Yeah, I meant to say hello to the listeners.
I don't like it.
Okay.
Pardon you.
Okay. Owen, what did you have for breakfast today?
I don't even know. You've flustered me. You've changed the intro.
I'm really sorry.
Chocolate cake.
Chocolate cake. I mean, what did you have?
Weetabix with banana.
Okay, I had some chocolate cake.
Did you?
Yeah.
Did you have Weetabix with the banana?
Yeah, I did. That was breakfast.
Is that true?
One. Yeah.
Right.
And then you fed me chocolate cake when I got here. I guess that's kind of a breakfast.
Mm. Yeah.
Anyway.
You got any more Marmite facts or anything like that?
So. I haven't got any more Marmite facts, but something really bad did happen to me on the way to the studio. Should I call it that? Basically, when I was dropping my car at the garage. I was walking back and there was a parked car. And I hadn't done my hair when I went out this morning, so I was like, had like a tinted window, so I was like doing my hair in the window of the parked car, and the worst thing ever happened. It wound down and there was someone sitting in it, and it was a black dude, and he went, looking good, bro. I wanted to die.
Oh, amazing.
Feel for you.
Oh, man.
When I went to Cambridge this week to celebrate my birthday, and I ended up really drunk in Wagamama's, but it wasn't then, but the last time I went to Wagamama's, I was in London, and for some reason I was like in a hoodie and jeans, and you know me, I can look a little bit like a boy at times, and I really needed the toilet, so I got up, and I wasn't like paying attention to anything, because I'd left it way too late, and I really needed a wee, and I ran in the toilet, and I realised I walked into the men's, and there was a man in there, like, in, like, a little waistcoat and stuff, so I thought he was staff, but I was too embarrassed to admit that I'd walked into the wrong toilet, so I just stood there, like, staring him out until he left. And I was like, oh, God, so I just stood in there for about 30 seconds, thinking, I'll just have to let him, like, he's staff, he'll be too embarrassed to say anything to me. So I turned around and came out and went to sit back at my table, and I heard, that's him, and it was a man sitting at a table, like, at Wagamama's, you're on a big thing, and he's sitting right next to me, and I had to sit next to him and enjoy the shame of everyone think I was a man for the rest of my meal.
Amazing.
Should have just admitted that I was too embarrassed.
So you actually pretended to be a transsexual?
Yeah.
Wow.
Talking of transsexuals, the news.
Oh, God! Now. What a link! Okay, Bruce Jenner's done something, hasn't he?
Actually, you now have to refer to Caitlyn Jenner as a she.
Okay. I don't really know much about the story. Bruce Jenner was the athlete, wasn't it?
Yeah, Olympian.
Yeah.
Olympian, yeah.
I used to have a board game called Bruce Jenner's Decathlon.
Really?
When I was, like, tiny, tiny. Like, it was probably from about 1983 or 1984.
Oh.
Yeah, it was a brilliant game. I've probably got it somewhere. We'll have a game of it after.
Okay.
I think the games might have changed on it.
Yeah. Well, she is now Caitlyn Jenner and has had, obviously, a lot of surgery, but not the crucial surgery, as she said, yet. She's waiting for that. And it's really awkward because she looks better than her ex-wife, Kris Jenner, who obviously was born a woman. But, yeah, so she's come out, was on the cover of Vanity Fair.
Mm.
And it causes, like, big hurrah about people not knowing how to talk about it or, like, what do you say? And, like, obviously it's really good because it's come out in the media and it's making it a bit more...
I was once in Primark and I was waiting for a girl by the changing rooms and I...
Did you know her?
I was witness to an amazing scenario. The security guard in Primark in Stevenage, he was... quite a man of nervous disposition, and like he was very thorough with his job, and he would like always the same, like you'd give him like tell him how many items you had and he'd give you the thing and he'd send you in the right direction. And a lady or man came up, I couldn't tell, like she was just what was the word, like an asexual looking person, couldn't tell,
like
what,
androgynous,
that's the word I was looking for. And yeah, it came up, and I was wondering how he was gonna. Is he gonna pick a side of the fence? And what he did was really nervous. He like looked up and down, said for a second, and then he was like, "The men's is over this way, and the ladies is just."
Oh, bless him.
What he should have done was looked at what clothes they had.
Yeah.
I went to HMV, I imagine I know exactly what you're talking about. There was a lady that used to come in, and she actually used to have a dog with her sometimes. And my old manager was a bit of a traditional man, shall we say. He was a Scouser, and like he loved animals, and he saw her like from the back and saw this dog, and he was like, oh, and was petting the dog. And then, like, she turned around and you, like, jumped back. Mm. And I was like, oh, my God, Graham, like, you just have to be... You have to be okay with it. Like, it's fine. But he was so freaked out.
I was on fancy dress pub crawl in Bulldog dressed as a, like, gypsy belly dancing lady.
Oh, yeah.
And I was in the Broken Drum, ironically. And some man slapped my ass. And then when I turned around and was a man, he lost his shit at me. I was really angry. What do you do? What do you do? And then turned around, like, you slapped my ass. That's so violated.
Yeah. Well, it must mean you're proud of... Well, we did talk about that, like, his clip on buns. Yeah?
Yeah.
And he's saying, oh, yeah, you've got such a good bum.
Yeah. You've got a nice ass for a man.
Thanks, man.
Would you slap it?
Didn't slap it.
not that far.
Was there any other... Oh, you wanted to talk about that fucking programme, didn't you?
What, Britain's Got Talent? Well, no, like, it does annoy me a bit. Like, I've quite enjoyed the series. It's been all right. Like, The Magician was really, really good.
I actually saw an episode.
Did you?
Yeah. I remember for the other night, it was horrible. It was a man that could dislocate his joints.
Oh, yeah, he was really good.
Yeah, but that can't be good for you.
No, it's not great for you.
He looked like he was, like, close to tears, like, by the end of it.
Yeah.
It's probably because it really hurt. He kept dislocating things and doing all this dancing.
Yeah, he was good. But, yeah, The Magician was really good.
But wasn't this the magician that got caught out loads? Because they
You say he got caught out. Like, it was like people sort of saying, well, you know, we saw that he did this. Like, well, what do you think he did? Do you think it was fucking magic? Yeah. Do you know what I mean? People are just idiots, aren't they?
Yeah.
Someone Dynamo, like, a little while ago, like, he did that trick where he was, he was by the shard... And he was doing a thing where he was flying next to the shard, and then people took photos and you could see the wire. Like, this is before the show went out. And then they sort of interviewed him and said, you know, people have seen the wire. And then Dynamo, in this really weird world we live in, had to sort of say, well, yeah, no, obviously I was doing it with a wire because I was practicing it. So what does that mean? Like, when you do it live, you're going to actually fly? Like, it's just a weird charade with magic, isn't it?
I quite like magic.
I love magic.
But I know it's not... People think it's, like, a bit of a geeky thing. But I think if someone can do magic, I'm impressed.
Magic, anything that makes you astounded. But although, yeah.
What I don't like is when you're at the pub, there's a guy that does it and he comes around and he's like, do you want to see some magic? I'm always scared he's going to flash you. Like, yeah. But,
really?
Yeah.
I quite like that kind of thing when he comes
out. Yeah, close up.
Yeah.
Well, it is good, but I don't like strangers coming over to me in like that kind of environment.
I might want to watch magic, but I want that to be my choice.
Yeah, yeah, basically. Because I feel like if I say no, like what if I'm in a really intense conversation and then they comes over and says, do you want to come and see some magic, whatever. I feel like
he said, "Do you want to come and see some magic?"
Like,
and then I'll show you some kittens.
And you've got sweets. Do you want to go camping? But like, yeah, I feel like I'd be upsetting them by being like, "I don't want to see your talent." It's the same thing as when
don't see his what?
It's the same thing as when like someone starts singing and it's not their turn.
Yeah, okay.
Like, I just think there's a time and a place for everyone to shine. Just don't inflict it on me when I'm in the middle of something.
So do you like magic or do you not like magic?
Oh, I like magic.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you like dogs?
I love dogs.
Do you like that dog on Britain's Got Talent that cheated?
No, because I don't like cheaters. Like, if you're going to...
It wasn't a cheater, it was a dog.
No, I just... Like, what I don't like about it is how they've handled it by saying, oh, we weren't trying to deceive you.
Yeah, they were.
Clearly you were, otherwise you would have said, and now here comes the stand-up. Well, like, don't fucking lie about it.
It really annoyed me, like, because, like, people voted for, what was that woman's name? Jules, was it?
Mm.
And Matisse. That was the name of the act, was Jules and Matisse. And then, I don't know if you know about this, like, they did an act, but then there's a bit where her dog couldn't do the act, so they got another dog in, like, and painted it the same colour or something, and then it just, like, walked along this tightrope.
Yeah. They didn't paint it.
Right. It looked the same, and then it walked along the tightrope, and they didn't say anything. And they just pretended it was the same dog.
And then she said, what was I supposed to call it? Jules Matisse and Friends?
Yes.
Like, if that's what's happening. She was like, oh, he's really good at some things, but he's not good at that. It's like, well, that's not your act then, is it?
Yeah.
Like, so be upfront about it.
People, like, she should have that, like, she should have her title taken away, the money's given back, and the dog put down.
Oh, my God. That should not happen.
No, that shouldn't happen. But, yeah, it's like, the magician basically won. But I like the magician after when, because he was obviously pissed off he didn't win. And
did he make the dog disappear?
No, they announced the winner, and then they said, oh, how do you feel about finishing second year as well? He goes, when it comes down to it, he said, I'm the most talented human in the country. It's fair enough. So that dog.
Yeah.
Is it like the cleverest dog in the country?
No.
No.
Aren't you saying there's three dogs?
All right, are those three dogs like?
Well, no, because I remember seeing a dog that did all like the moonwalking and stuff like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I've seen a dog catch a ball like with its paws, not its mouth.
Really?
Yeah, like it stands up on its hind legs and they throw the ball and it catches it.
See, the thing is with animals, they don't have feelings though, do they?
Yes, they do.
Do they?
Yeah, dogs can get depressed and things.
I don't think they can.
They definitely can.
I think all animals like
dogs get really. This guy.
Yeah.
He gets like.
There is a dog in the room.
Yeah. All right. If you leave him for like a minute, like it can be like just going to the toilet or something, like he will scrabble at the door and cry. He gets really sad.
Dogs can get they can get depression. They get like attachment issues, and sugar gliders, we learned the other day, commit suicide if they're on their own.
Do you know how they don't like, considering they probably jump up trees and stuff, like they don't do it like by throwing themselves to the deaths or anything like that. But do you know what they do? They rip out their guts.
Yeah, actual true story. It's true, and if they
that is sadness.
The other
have
thing
you ever
is,
been so sad you wanted to rip your guts out with your own hands?
But on the flip side to that, if
don't talk to me about feelings.
When they're in a pack, if they know that one, because they get calcium deficiency, if they can smell that the other one has got a calcium deficiency and it's going to die, they eat it. Like, they tear it apart and eat it.
What, to help it?
Yeah, because, well, to help them as well. They're like, you're not going to help us. It's pack mentality. So
oh, right.
So animals definitely have feelings.
Did you know that, you know Flipper, the TV show?
Oh, yeah.
Did you know that Flipper the dolphin committed suicide?
Really?
Yeah, it got so sad one day that it just held its breath until it was no more.
I don't believe that's true.
That's real.
That is.
It can't be. It's real, man.
It's almost impossible to do that.
No,
are you
not
a dolphin?
No, but it's impossible.
It just covers its blowhole.
Yeah, but how would it do that? With its hand?
No, with its thing that it covers it so it doesn't get water in its blowhole.
Yeah, but you wouldn't be able to do it. Like if you
it did.
If you try, if you Google if it. I put you in a bath now and you tried to drown
I'm
yourself.
I'm not a dolphin.
No, but if you tried to drown yourself, then you wouldn't be able to because
just
eventually.
Because I don't want to.
But eventually,
think,
you'd fall unconscious and then your mouth would open and then you'd just
float
to the surface.
Yeah, but then your water, your lungs would be filled with water.
A bath. I'm talking about like a dolphin pool.
The sea.
I think we need to get this verified.
It's real, it's because definite. The man that starred in Flipper, he's now like the world's leader.
I thought it was a dolphin.
No, well, there was a man in it as well, otherwise it would have had a very limited kind of dialogue, wouldn't it?
Can you make a dolphin noise? Yeah, I was going to say.
Yeah, he, off the back of this, he realised how cruel. It's
see,
all right.
Look, 5 minutes of attention. Mm. And Owen's kicking off.
The man that started it, when this happened, he got all. He realised how cruel it was, and he's now like the world's leading activist against like sort of dolphins in captivity and stuff like that.
Yeah, he's not a leading activist against dolphins. Screw you guys. So, yeah, animals definitely have feelings. But there was that girl that had like a YouTube video where she's saying, if dogs can't talk, does that mean they can't think and they don't have brains?
They don't think.
They do. Yeah. Best day ever. That's all they think.
I don't think they do.
They don't think.
No, they don't have.
Like, they dream and stuff. Have you never seen a dog doing the?
And then it runs into the wall.
But that brings me to another point. Like if like that dog fell asleep now and it had a dream that you kicked it up the arse, and then it woke up, like would it think that you kicked it up the arse?
No, because their emotions and memory aren't that complex. In the same way, they can't see colours, but they can still see. Like they have a breadth of emotion, just not anything like we do.
He can see dogs in cartoons. He goes mental about it. Like if, like, say, watching something like Lady and the Tramp.
Or Scooby-Doo.
Like, he gets... And he knows which one of the bad dogs are. So when, like...
I don't believe that's true. There's no way that that dog knows the baddies in a Disney film. There's no fucking way.
He gets all upset when shit is going down, and then he gets elated when...
How does he show his elation?
That happens in 101 Dalmatians, doesn't it? They're all watching the TV programme, and they're like...
Big time, and he knows the difference. Like, and then he runs behind it. So where his...
What does he do?
Where his intelligence falls apart is that he then runs behind the TV... to see, where are you?
What are you going to say? I thought you were going to say when he's scared he runs behind the settee and goes like that.
No, he covers his face up. Like, he feels safe when his nose is covered.
I might start trying that. If I ever get worried, just cover my nose.
Yeah, I'm going to do that.
That's what polar bears do, isn't it?
So is it?
No, that's...
Yeah, so that they can hunt in the wild.
Yeah, so they can hunt.
Yeah.
So they don't
I thought you meant when
nose.
They got scared. I was like, what a polar bear.
Uh-oh.
See, there's lots going. Like, Thomas, my cat... He definitely has emotion. And he's naughty.
You said Thomas, my boyfriend.
Thomas, my boyfriend, does have some emotion. He knows how to play up and things as well. Like, he knows what he shouldn't do. And if, for instance, Will and I go away for a while, like, obviously Will's dad will come in and feed him, and we come back, he, like, treats us badly, like, don't leave me again. So he'll jump behind the TV and he'll knock stuff off the side, which he never does. And like, or now when he goes out and has a fight with another cat, he comes in and has cuddles with me, which he never usually does. So they definitely have emotions.
We're getting some guinea pigs soon, so I might do some experiments on them.
It would be really horrible to one.
Are they
going to
be your guinea pig?
Literally. Yeah, I don't know what to call them yet, although I guess Daisy will get to name them.
My brother, when he was little, had guinea pigs. One of them was called Hermione, and the other one was called Ron? Something else from Harry Potter. Not Rob, something like really weird.
I said
Dumbledore.
Nah. I don't know. He'll have to
Ron
find
Weasley.
Him and tell us.
Yeah. That'd be a great name for a weasel.
Was there someone called, like, it wasn't called this, but I hadn't seen Harry Potter, and I thought, like, I shortened it, changed it to Militant Blood Clot.
Militant. Oh, you've got Millicent, I can't remember her surname, but...
That's exactly who it was named after.
Militant yeah. Blood Clot.
I love the way nicknames get short. There was a girl I used to hang around with called Amanda, and like, her nickname was Amanda Huggenkiss.
Oh, yeah.
But then over the years it got shortened. Right. So, like, it became Hug and Kiss, and then, like, it became Huggins. So people would be like, is Huggins out tonight?
Oh, I like that.
Huggins.
Nice
I wish I had a cool nickname that stuck with me. But, well, I still get called Fun Size by a lot of people, but that just doesn't apply anymore. I feel like it's a big lie, so...
Yeah.
Went into that.
What was your best pet when you were little?
I didn't have many pets. My dad's allergic to dogs, so...
Oh, no.
Bruce is allergic to all animals.
Yeah. But we did have guinea pigs. I had one called Apricot way back when, and one called Domino.
I had a hamster called Rambo that died. Yeah, he used to always get out of the cage, and one day just before I went on holiday, he was missing in the morning. He was behind the radiator, just like stiff as a board. I'd never seen anything like it.
Yeah, me and G, we had a hamster for a while called Shibby Fonzarelli McCoff III. And we found that he escaped from his cage. He was such a fighter.
Uh-oh.
He escaped from his cage, and we found him kind of all mangled behind the washing machine, like he like basically coughing his guts up from the inside. So I had to take him to the vet, and they charged me like £40 to put him down.
I have got the most horrific story about a hamster, but I'm not sure if it's is it appropriate for
does
podcasting?
Does it involve Richard Gere?
No, it doesn't. If not, we'll edit it out. Basically, when my cousin was little, he tried to give his hamster a bath, so he bathed it. He bathed it, which was fine. And then when he got out, I was like, you can't leave it soaking wet, it'll get a cold. So he got a hairdryer and tried to hairdry it, and he like smacked it against a wall. And so he was like, oh, that can't be right. I just need to warm it up. And he put it in the microwave.
Oh, no.
Oh, you're joking.
And, like, oh, God, it started to try and eat its insides. Like, it frizzled its brain. It was horrible. So he was crying, and, like, it was really horrific. So my uncle took it out and, like, did the humane thing and hit it with a spade, like, and round the back of the garden, came in to get a bag. At the same time, my cousin went out and just saw his, like, smushed ass on the floor. It was so bad. Yeah, pretty grim. I broke my hamster's leg.
Why would
by
you
accident.
Do that?
It was an accident. That'll teach you. No, like, I was trying to make a tunnel for it, so I knelt down, like, so it could run through my legs, but I couldn't see, and I knelt on its leg.
Oh, God.
And it ran out the front door, and I was, like, crying, because I thought, it's lost forever. And I went to bed, and that night, my mum and dad were in bed, and it had got back in the house and clawed its way up the bed and was in the bed, and my mum and dad's bed.
Oh, wow.
Mm. So they're resourceful.
I always like those three-legged dogs you see. You don't see as many of them now, though, do you?
No, because probably surgery's better. You can probably save their legs.
Yeah. I remember my dog in the park, Jenny, once, like, chasing a three-legged dog, and the three-legged dog ran so fast that it just went around in circles because it only had three legs.
Do Jenny... they tip over if they, like, go around a corner too fast?
Yeah, I'd imagine so.
Jenny's quite a normal name, like a human name for a dog.
Yeah, well, we had Jenny, Penny and Benny.
Oh, OK,
a
that's
dog
a bit more normal.
Cats.
But
my first cat was called Puss Puss. No.
My first cat was called Sifa.
Sifa.
Sifa cat.
Oh, nice.
I like
it. Once when we went camping for my birthday, we were camping we were camping up those fields like near the engine between the engine and the services. That's all this.
Did you go around like up and down the A1 a few times to make it feel like you'd gone far away?
Yeah, basically. No, we were just all really drunk, so we couldn't drive anywhere. So.
You could say for your 13th birthday?
No, I was
12.
No. It's when I was with Jay, so I must have been... Okay. Yeah. Like, it was like G, Stephen, Leanne, and everyone. And
just an invite.
Yeah, we probably did invite you, but you're probably too busy. But,
rude.
Yeah.
Can we talk about this now?
Next morning, we heard this noise in our tent, and we popped our head out, and there was, like, a golden Labrador, and a man, a golden retriever? Labrador? Whatever. And a man dressed like a proper country gent with, like, his little cap and his little barber jacket on. And he was going, Eric, don't whittle on their tent. And I was like, who calls a dog Eric?
Was it a dog?
Yeah. It was a, yeah, no. And it rained the next morning so much that Steve looked like Saeed from Lost. It was amazing. Wow. Yeah.
Yeah, I want to call one of Daisy's guinea pigs Jeff. I think Jeff's a really good name for an animal.
Jeff?
Yeah.
That's my other nickname. You don't call him Jeff. Call him Stephen Owen.
Yeah. What were you going to say about something?
I don't know if I was going to say anything about anything. I was just wondering where this topic was going to go next. It's been a roller coaster.
What animal would you be?
I'd probably be a dog, wouldn't I? I guess.
Would you? Out of all the animals, you'd be a dog.
I think you'd probably more be like a cat.
A cat?
Would you not rather be something that lives outside?
Yeah, like, you get to.
I don't really like cats. I don't think that they have souls. What do dogs do? Go out and work the mill?
Yeah, basically. Dogs go out, they have to like run around all the time. You have to beg for food.
Yeah, wouldn't you rather be
dogs
like...
Dogs are treated way better than...
Why are both of you wanting to be an animal that lives in a house?
A domestic pet.
Yeah.
I don't want to live in a forest. There's spiders.
You wouldn't be scared of it if you were
an animal. Imagine if you became a spider.
I would be.
If I was still me and I want to enjoy the animal lifestyle, then I'd probably take my traits with me. Otherwise...
I'd be a sugar glider.
Be a spider then.
Fuck that. What if I walk past a mirror?
Who am I going to be friends with?
Who am I going to be friends with?
Yeah, you'd have to be friends with the other spiders.
Yeah, no.
Oh, there was a thing happened the other day.
I don't think I want to know.
There was a thing happened the other day. Like, I was outside where my bin is, and there was like a... It looked like a little ball of leaves or something like that. And I opened the bin to put something in it. And as I banged the lid down, boom, like, it wasn't a ball of leaves. It was a ball of millions and millions of spiders, and they all just went...
Why were you telling that?
But they were tiny. They were, like, really tiny.
Yeah, don't care. Do you know what happens to baby spiders that start off tiny?
They grow up.
Yeah. Where did you get rid of it?
No.
What?
I asked Lucy what we should do with it, and she said nothing.
You realise that means they're going to come...
They've all gone now.
Okay.
I literally couldn't hate you more.
He's going to be so uncomfortable for the rest of this time.
Hard.
You're an idiot.
What about your best dinosaur?
I'm still interested with you two wanting to be a domestic animal rather than...
Because then you've got a life of luxury, haven't you?
I don't know.
Would you be a giraffe?
Fuck you!
No, because you love giraffes. You love them.
Bitch! Would you be a pig?
That's a bit harsh. I just meant because last time we had the conversation like this,
you didn't even want to be a giraffe. You just wanted a giraffe's head.
Yeah, and then you gave the eyes at the giraffe, the old bedroom eyes.
Yeah. No, I think I'd probably go for something like...
A hedgehog.
No. I'd quite like a pet hedgehog.
I see them every night as well, but...
Get me one.
Or in your dreams.
No, just outside the house. They live in our garden.
Mm.
There isn't much cover or shelter there. It's just a grassy garden.
I'll probably show you one in a minute if you want.
That'd be nice.
Okay.
I think they live under like that bush out the front.
Right. So I'm just going to press you for an answer here. What would you be?
Probably something that lives in a jungle. Like, maybe something like...
What, where the spiders and the snakes are and it's like every man for himself and you could die at any minute?
A panther or something.
I'm just going to say
a panther.
Well, yeah, because I'm quite graceful.
Bone to death.
Oh, I might be a field mouse, because I think they're quite cute.
They get fucked up by everything.
Oh, yeah, they do, actually. Yeah,
what about,
cat, then.
What about a bird?
Nah.
What's the fastest animal?
A cheetah.
Uh-uh. Yeah. Owen?
That was the most obnoxious no I've ever heard.
And there's, I don't know.
Is it some kind of bird?
Yeah.
A hummingbird.
An ostrich?
No, it's a peregrine falcon.
Is it?
It can go 170 miles an hour.
Yeah, but wouldn't it be quite lonely being a bird?
You would know.
Wow, rude. You got no friends.
You're the only bird here, I mean.
Maybe a more social animal, like a monkey.
Yeah, monkeys throw their poo at each other.
They don't have to. I thought Owen said we could keep our same traits. Maybe I'd choose not to throw my shit at the other monkeys.
They would probably throw it at you, though.
Why would they do that?
Because that's what they do.
Perhaps I'll teach them, like, now.
I know a guy who basically went to uni and didn't necessarily get on with the people he lived in. Lived with. And a load of them put some bodily fluids in his shampoo, shall we put it like that. And one day, he was on, like, I want to say the rugby team, and they're all having a big communal shower, and he starts washing his hair, and then he went, what smells that piss? And, like, everyone started laughing, and he shat in his hand and threw it at them. True story. So it's not just monkeys.
Jesus.
I know.
That escalated quickly.
Jesus Christ.
I'm just saying, some people can keep their traits.
How did you get to that from Kev? What animal would you like to
because
be?
You said you wouldn't start throwing your poo at everyone.
Oh, God. Yeah, I'm going to stick with a dog.
I think I might be a snake.
I'm not scared of snakes, you know. I quite like snakes.
I'm not doing it just so you'll be scared of me.
When I was in Texas, we were having a barbecue out on someone's patio and we went to open one of the cupboards and there was, like, a snake in there. And until that moment, I wasn't scared of snakes. But
did it like?
No, I just sort of sat there, but it was really big, and it was like a proper snake.
Yeah.
And we had to get a snake removal man to come and get it, and we had to call around about 5 different companies because they were all so busy. Like, and he charged like something like $500. He was there for like 20 minutes.
Yeah. I'd get a bag done.
There's a thing. There's a thing like, and you know, rats. You quite like rats, don't
you? Yeah, I'd have a rat as a pet.
Right. There's this thing that they do. It's the most horrible thing I could ever imagine. Right. They steal birds' eggs.
Yeah.
Right, and do you know how they work in pairs because they can't carry them? So what they do, one of them will get a bird's egg out of a nest, right? And then it can't walk with it because it's on all fours. So what it does, it puts it between its 4 feet, lies on its back, right, the rat does, and then another rat picks it up with its tail and goes up on its hind legs and pulls it. So they go away somewhere to eat the egg.
Have you been watching Disney? Could you
imagine seeing that? Imagine now, if you look down there and you saw a rat on its back legs pulling another rat with an egg in its hands. Jesus Christ.
It's a bit grim.
That's the worst thing I could ever imagine seeing.
What about a duck getting gang raped? It happened when I worked at HMV. 2 ducks held down this other duck, and like there's a park in Stevenage where there's like a lakey pondy thing, and like ducks were holding the other duck down by its head with their beaks, and the other duck was.
Your autocorrect on your phone must have got so confused.
Yeah, ducking ducks and.
What did you do to stop it?
I saw a kangaroo.
Nothing.
You just stood by.
No. Like once you walk over, they all like scatter. I didn't actively go over and be like, guys.
Hey guys, just like we've all had a drink.
Yeah.
I saw a kangaroo get gang raped at the zoo once.
Really?
By what, humans?
But they basically buried its head, and then they just went to town on it. Absolutely went to town in it. Like about 6 of them. It's horrible.
Fucking hell.
How did we get here?
I quite like kangaroos as well. Not anymore.
No, kangaroos are really aggressive.
Apparently so.
Yeah, no, they can then like known for being quite aggressive.
That's the thing about living in Australia. Like you get. Weird shit like kangaroos and stuff just living in the city.
Yeah.
Do you imagine like going out into town, like driving along, and then like just a kangaroo like jumping past
with a broadsheet?
No, it's they, like, really weird.
They're like the most knocked over animal, aren't they?
They.
So that's a hell of a stat.
They really.
Sorry, should I write some more facts about the royals down?
They really fuck up your car as well.
Do they?
Yeah, if you run them over. Like there's all signs everywhere when you're out in Australia about the kangaroos, and you're not supposed to drive at night just because. It's really bad if you knock them over and you get eaten by all the other stuff that they've got out there.
Oh, right, I figured they won't eat you, will they?
No, they might punch you in the face, though.
Yeah. No, yeah, they are known for being really horrible kangaroos.
Koala bears are supposed to be dicks as well, aren't they?
Yeah.
You're thinking of drop bears.
No, koala bears
are.
They look really cuddly, but apparently they're like,
so proud
real
of that. Yeah, no, they are really, really horrific. I was reading loads of facts about animals that you think are cute but are actually dickheads. I wish I had them
is that,
now.
Well, that's title.
Does this mean we're going to get them?
Yeah.
Okay. As if this programme hasn't got horrific enough already.
Yeah. Okay, so yeah, there's this list of animals that are knobs. So chinchillas are the most divalicious animal on earth.
Delicious.
Divalicious. Like being a diva. They've been known to spray urine for no reason, fake illnesses, and go on hunger strikes. Often this is related to them not liking the temperature of the room.
Can't like that to them going on hunger strike.
Dolphins, there you go. They've been known to talk to their prey just for fun, pull humans underwater as pranks, literally spit in your face and laugh, and any other number of jerk moves.
I was in Mexico a couple of weeks ago, and we went on one of the... I don't agree with this as a thing necessarily, but when you know where you can swim with the dolphins?
Yeah.
We did that, and it was quite a nice place. It was like kind of... It was open sea. It wasn't like swimming pools. It was like open sea that they'd like coved off.
Mm.
Just trying to justify this a little bit.
Okay.
But yeah, there was a whole bunch of groups of us, and the dolphin shat on like one of the groups. Like they were doing this thing where it comes by and it kind of they like I don't know do something with it, like hold it, it gives him a kiss and that. And yeah, the girl in the end got shat on by a dolphin.
Mm.
Apparently, it was absolutely horrific.
Good.
But yeah, so animals.
I heard one about is it otters or platypuses or something like that that like they. They rape something to death,
yeah.
And then they keep the corpse for like weeks later and keep doing it.
It's pretty grim.
This is the worst topic ever.
I saw that fact just there and thought I won't say that because we've already done enough about that. But hey, go for it.
I'm bringing it back.
Yeah, why not?
What kind of an animal is that?
A river otter.
River otter.
Yeah, and the hippo is the most hands-down dangerous animal in Africa. It's responsible for more deaths every year.
Steph, I'll stop you there. It's not.
Than lions, buffaloes and elephants combined.
Man is the most dangerous animal in Africa.
Oh, we're so controversial, aren't we?
But, what does it do? What does a hippo do?
They just charge at you until you're dead. Like, they will crush you. And I once went to a
zoo. They're quite hungry, aren't they? They're like quite on balls.
I once went to a zoo.
Just throw some balls.
And was having a lovely, pleasant time. And the hippo turned around and sprayed poo everywhere.
Whoa.
That's the thing they do. Their tails go like that and they spray poo.
My mum told me a story once about she used to be a teacher and she was at school. She used to work with at school with like kids with learning difficulties and stuff. And they were at the rhinoceros section. And she was this girl that she was like sort of looking after. She was like, what's that? My mum said, it's a rhinoceros. She's like, rhinoceros. She went on and on, like, trying to say it, trying her hardest. Went on for about 10 minutes. And then eventually, rhinoceros. I was like, yes! And then the, like, zookeeper came out. Actually, that's a hippopotamus.
What a twat zookeeper.
I like the, like, you always get those stories, probably maybe once every sort of 10 or 12 years. There's always, like, some child that sort of, like, lived with wolves or lived out with monkeys and stuff, and, like, comes back into society.
Yeah?
Yeah, I always like them, but I'm never really sure if they're true.
A real-life Mowgli.
Yeah. Would you live with the monkeys?
I would live with the monkeys, but like the thing is, they live in the forest, which is where the spiders live.
Yeah, but like they probably so protect you from the
any
spiders.
Any decision in my life, like you do yourself a little flowchart.
Whenever I ask you one of these questions,
is it good or bad? Like, fine, whatever the answer. The next biggest question, like, does it involve spiders? Just
right. Whenever we ask you one of those questions, whenever we ask you one of these questions from now on, should we just imagine that the spiders do not exist?
I just wish that could be life.
but you know, it would fuck everything up, wouldn't it?
They're part of the ecosystem.
It'd be fine. We'd find a way. We'd find a way.
We wouldn't.
I don't care if we have to live underwater.
All right, busted. Yeah, if you take anything out, it fucks everything up, doesn't it? Like, for example, you'd be overrun with flies.
Because you don't wash very often.
I'd rather give me the flies any day. In your would you rathers, like, would you rather be living in a house of flies or living with a spider in the garden? Give me the house of flies.
Oh, fuck off! Really? No way!
Yeah.
No way.
I hate them.
A spider living in the garden. How big is it?
What are you going to do?
It's just like, normal size.
Can we deal with spiders? What are you guys going
to
do?
She's all right. We managed to trap one in a glass the other day.
Okay,
it's still in the living room.
Like, what?
We've got that stage down.
I'm not, like, just so you know, when you move into this house, like, you can't phone me up at all hours and I'll come round and get rid of your spiders.
Well, I might have to tap at the neighbours. I've had to do that before.
Like, what you need is, like...
When I lived above the morgue in Letchworth, like, it was 3 a.m, and the spider, he blocked me off, so I couldn't get out, so... And I couldn't reach my phone because it was on charge a little bit too far away, and I thought that I might have stepped myself into... They can survive in a vacuum cleaner.
Yeah, but look... They won't survive that.
Is that, like, specifically branded as a spider special?
But that's how we sometimes deal with it. Did I ever tell you about
that one? That's not got a long enough arm on it.
No, you can get extensions.
But yeah, I had to knock up a builder at 3 a.m. so that he could
come. You had to knock him up?
Oh, I had to bang on the wall because, like, I couldn't reach my phone to call, like...
The police.
So, yeah, he never let me live that
way. We had one, like, once where we went on holiday and we came back. There was one of those massive Hertfordshire spiders in our... bathroom, and it was in the sink, and like it was like, right, we'll turn the tap on and it'll go away. So we turned the tap on and it sort of washed down the sink, and then where the plug hole was, it was like, right, turn the tap off, and then like the arms just came out one by one.
Yeah.
And it just came back out and we had to keep like pouring. Oh my god, it went on for hours. It was horrible.
Why are you trying to ruin my dreams?
Sorry.
Oh, is that a spider at the door?
For fuck's sake, just come back. That's all probably
can I
all the
just,
animals,
I don't know if you're going to look at this.
If
press
it's a spider, I'm not going to look at it.
Remember I told you that story about the massive spider that came into my house and was so big?
Idiots. Yeah. You guys are
look
absolute
at that.
Idiots.
Oh my god.
That is horrific, isn't it?
Absolute idiots.
I kind of want you to see just
I'm
to see how bad
it
was.
I'm not going to look at it.
Okay, it's gone. But it was like twice the size of my hand. It was bad.
You guys are horrible. I hate you so much.
Dinosaurs, they're an animal.
They were an animal, weren't they?
Yeah. I like dinosaurs.
Yeah, I'm glad, like, I don't want Jurassic Park to be a thing, though.
No. Which one's your favourite one?
Was there a knock at your door?
Yeah, you're not going to get that.
So, was there a knock?
Yeah, like, quite a loud one, and we said, is that a spider? should we carry this on while you're gone, or...? I never used to be able to say the word Diplodocus when I was younger.
Is it Diplodocus or Diplodocus?
Oh, I don't know. See, maybe I'm still saying it wrong.
Is it a real dinosaur? Because some of them they made up.
Yeah, it's one with like the really long neck.
Is that not a Brachiosaurus?
Okay, maybe.
Well, I don't know, because in my mind, like a Brachiosaurus is more like a giraffe and goes straight up, whereas a Diplodocus is more like a Loch Ness monster type. Yeah. A bit more of a
Diplodocus curve. Is the best one. That's like the. That's
is,
like,
is that a real one?
Because that wasn't the friendly one.
It wasn't in Jurassic Park, though, was it?
Yeah, well, like the thing
which
is, like,
makes me question: was it a real one?
But like, you get like Diplodocus, but then there's also things like the Argentinosaurus, which is the same shape. And it's kind of like, there's like...
That sounds a bit like a Do You Think You Saurus?
No, there's an Argentinosaurus and there's a Gigantosaurus as well.
The Bantosaurus Rex.
But like, they're almost the same. I think there's like, Diplodocus is like a type, and then you've got like, the Argentinosaurus is a type of Diplodocus, and then you've got...
So you've got like in the same way that you've got an elephant, it could be an African or an elephant.
Yes,
or
an, yeah.
Or, yeah.
But yeah, the Argentinosaurus is like a Diplodocus, but absolutely massive.
But Argentina didn't exist... Like back then.
No,
why are they calling it an Argentinosaurus?
Because they discovered it after Argentina did exist.
Oh, okay.
I want to see what it looks like. Saurus.
Massive. I think it's the biggest one.
Oh yeah, it does look a little bit like a Diplodocus.
I don't know if we can take that as fact though. It's like a CGI image.
Yeah, but it's because they discovered it.
Well, they didn't have cameras back then.
Yeah, but. I see
that. Well, but they're my favourites. I think that's probably why I like giraffes. I think giraffe is the modern day equivalent of the Diplodocus.
Yeah.
We only get to do one podcast about talking about giraffes.
I think with great power comes great responsibility. And, and that's why I think I don't want to get too involved in the dinosaurs because I don't. If we up the interest too much, then I worry that people will try and bring them back. And I don't think that's a good idea.
They're bringing back the woolly mammoth.
Yeah, I think
it's not a dinosaur, though, is he?
I think, like, if this were to be, like, a like flashback in the future, like, that would be, like, one of the moments, like, on the timeline of how the world ended because of the dinosaurs.
They brought back a...
Yeah, started off with Dolly the Sheep, then the Woolly Mammoth, then...
Tyrannosaurus Rex.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Nico knows it's a bad idea. He's trying to tell us.
Like, is there any proof or not that dinosaurs could or could not talk?
I don't think they could.
Why?
Because they've got brains the size of tennis balls.
And they just go, though.
Yeah.
No, because their brains were small in comparison to the size of their body.
But their bodies are massive. Footballs.
Nah, like, you think about the size of a Tyrannosaurus Rex's head. Like,
yeah,
like
but
that.
It doesn't mean it's full of brain.
No, but its brain is probably the same size as ours.
Nah, apparently they're not. Do you reckon it's true that they can't see if you stand still?
No.
Who tested that theory?
I don't know. You'd need some fucking balls to do it, though, wouldn't you? Just stand still, it'd be fine. Whoa! Yeah, because like, if that was true, the new Jurassic Park film would be rubbish. Because everyone would just stand still.
Yeah. Wait, and they'll get bored and they'll go away.
That's what I do sometimes with drunk people down the pub.
Yeah. Is that all the animals for today?
I think that was a lot of animals.
It's been like 40 minutes of animals, just so you know.
I'm always sure.
Why are you doing your crying?
What's the matter with you?
I'm fine.
Why have you gone all introverted?
Yeah. I haven't.
You have. You're upset about something.
I'm not.
Because we're not going to watch the Point Break trailer till next week.
No, we'll watch that next week.
Okay.
I think so.
Okay. Right, thanks for having us. Is that what we say?
Guess so.
Okay.
Can be.
Please go on iTunes and give us some ratings and stuff so we can...
Good ones.
So we can become on that new and noteworthy section. That's what we need to go on.
Okay.
And it's apparently quite easy to get onto. You only need like something like 10 reviews and then you're on. Then we're laughing.
Okay.
So, like, should we give people money to give us reviews?
No, that's not a thing.
Pound?
Pound?
Pound a review.
Pound
or a kiss?
What?
Is that what you said?
I said pound a review.
Oh, pound a review, yeah, we'll give a pound a review.
A pound a star.
Whoa.
Pound per star. Yeah,
do you think we've got 25 stars?
I think it's 25 stars. Quid.
Yeah, but if 20 people gave us 5-star reviews...
Yeah, that would be...
What's the maths, Steph?
I don't know, I don't
What's
know.
The math?
That's a lot, that's too much math for me.
Basically, it's 20 times 5, Steph.
What's that, Kev?
100.
Yeah, it's 100.
Yeah.
Steph.
What, 5 times 25? Do you guys want to rethink that?
No.
It was 5 times 20.
5 times 20.
5 times 4.
You said 25.
It?
No, you didn't.
5 times 4 isn't.
4 times 25 is 100. It's quarters. Think of it like that.
Okay.
Why are you addressing me like I'm the idiot? I got a C in maths.
I got a B in statistics as well as maths.
Really?
Yeah, I got an extra GCSE.
What a fantasy one.
In statistics, you just have to like memorize like. So here's some trivia for you. Like,
oh, just down to my education. Nice GCSE.
Percentage of UK driver license currently don't have points on their license?
95.
There you go. Statistics B plus.
Plus. Yeah, no, but I dropped the other GCSE with graphics because I couldn't be bothered to do the paperwork that went with it. So I made like a really cool graphic thing.
I was in my graphics exam and. Matt,
what is graphics?
Oh, I want to give Matt. He'll never ever listen to this.
Oh yeah, happy,
Matt,
happy,
Matt and
happy,
Emma, they have a little go. That's a lovely thing. But backtracking an X amount of years, we were in the graphics exam. And it was like maybe 10 hours long over like a couple of days, and like maybe like 6.5 hours in, Matt got this like pot of like dirty paint water and just poured it all over what I've been doing. And carrying on with his work as if nothing happened.
Did you pass?
I got an E. Like, A's and B's for everything else. I got an E. I had to restart it with about an hour to go. To be fair, I think I was predicted a G for that one.
Is there such a thing as a G?
You have to do like flowcharts and everything in graphics. L for a love. Like, it's so crap. Anyway, that was a long goodbye.
Yeah.
Okay.
Twitter.
Yep. Facebook. Well, no, it's your turn today.
No, I did it last time. I messed it up. I think it's Steph's turn.
Okay. Twitter is at breakfast underscore. That's why you shouldn't let me do things. At breakfast underscore bad.
Yes.
Our email is breakfastbad@outlook.com.
Yes.
You can find us on Facebook by searching Breakfast Bad. Yep. And we're on iTunes and Podomatic. No,
Audio Boom.
Audio Boom.
We did spot it.
With breakfast.bad.
Yeah.
Look at that.
That's knowledge.
Thanks.
Okay.
Anything else to report?
No, man. Watch this space for a Rhythms of the World podcast, I guess.
Oh, yeah.
Are we saying that?
That'll probably be out before this, though.
So. Whether they commission us to do it or not, we're still going to do it.
We'll still do it.
We'll still do it. What a thought, saying.
Okay. Say bye, Nico.
Bye.